This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Bloodstains left from the deadly Hamas attack on October 7th were painstakingly wiped away by volunteers on Monday from homes in Kfar Aza, a ravaged kibbutz near the border with Gaza. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Hanan Don, a resident of Kfar Aza, says the majority of residents here died.
Just about every house here that had the residents in were kidnapped or murdered in some of the most horrific ways. Some we don't know, some we can assume, some I even know individually that, you know, probably we're talking about the execution. People were put on sofas and shot in the head just because.
According to Israeli authorities, at least 52 people were killed in Kfar Aza, including small children.
Jillian Kitchener from Reuters. U.S. officials are expressing hope that this week's highly anticipated face-to-face meeting between President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will produce some concrete results. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says he's hoping there is movement on the possible reestablishment of military communication between the two nations. He's also hoping for progress on a shared effort to combat illicit fentanyl trafficking. Biden and Xi will meet Wednesday on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in San Francisco. Tensions between the two nations have grown over the last year. Yemeni officials say a migrant boat capsized off the coast of war-torn Yemen, leaving dozens of people, mostly from the Horn of Africa, missing. They say there were 75 migrants on board the boat when it capsized Sunday off the Yemeni coastal city of Mocha. 26 people, but at least 49 others remain missing. Yemen state-run Saba News Agency reported that the boat capsized due to strong winds and that all the migrants, including women and children, fell into the water. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. An effort to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for his handling of the southern border has been pushed aside for now. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene forced a vote on impeaching Mayorkas to the floor through a rule that allows any single member to force a snap vote on resolutions. Impeachment is usually reserved for grave misconduct in office. Green, in a floor speech, accused Mayorkas of a pattern of conduct that is incompatible with the laws of the United States. But her effort was tabled for now.
On this vote, the yeas are 209 and the nays are 201. The motion is adopted.
8 Republicans joined Democrats to send a resolution to committees for possible consideration, but they are under no obligation to do anything. Norman Hall, Washington.
A terminally ill baby at the center of a legal battle involving her parents, British health officials, and the Italian government has died. The group Christian Concern, which supported her family, said Indy Gregory died in a hospice on Monday after her life support was withdrawn. The 8-month-old baby had suffered brain damage as the result of a rare condition known as mitochondrial disease. Her doctor said her life support should be removed to allow her to die at a hospital or hospice. Her parents fought to continue life support in hopes that experimental treatments might prolong her life. The Italian government had sought permission for her to be treated at a hospital in Rome. The legal bids were rejected by British judges. Donald Trump Jr. returned to the witness stand on Monday in his father's civil fraud trial in New York, this time to answer questions from his own lawyers. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Don Jr., along with his father, brother Eric Trump, and their real estate empire, are accused of inflating the values of properties and other assets by billions of dollars to secure better deals with lenders and insurers. On the stand, Donald Trump Jr. spoke at length on the history and qualities of his father's properties as his lawyer walked him through a slideshow of the Trump portfolio in an apparent bid to show the high valuations were justified. The lawsuit by James seeks at least $250 million in damages, as well as restrictions that would effectively bar Trump and his two adult sons from New York's real estate industry.
Freddie Joyner from Reuters. Paul Pelosi has recounted publicly for the first time what happened on the night he was attacked by a man with a hammer in the San Francisco home he shares with former U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. He testified Monday in the trial against David DePape, who is shown on video carrying out the attack. DePape had pleaded not guilty to attempted kidnapping of a federal official and assault on the immediate family member of a federal official with intent to retaliate against the official for performance of their duties. His lawyer said she won't deny that DePape carried out the attack, but will shed light on his motivations. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.